Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Mike Calton show.
Yes, what?
Get right on that mic.
So now what's going on? I heard you say that you're getting laid all the time now.
She got a boyfriend and he's white.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's crazy. We got it. His name is Blaine. Her name is Carmen. So they're hashtag Blarman. Blarman is cool. A new celebrity couple.
Yeah.
And it's the worst.
We have a thing here called Creative Loafing. It's kind of like the Village Voice, like, you know, that local liberal newspaper that they have. And they do the awards every year for like best radio show, best restaurant, all that stuff. And they do best couple. So we're trying to get them to win best couple of the year. Right. Blarman for best couple, endorsed by Steve-O.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, no, actually, I'm not endorsing.
Oh, you know,
you're against it.
I'm mad at it.
Yeah.
He wants to be Starman.
What are the? I can tell you the girls in Port Charlotte are. That's a good time because when we play down there, that's good.
Cool,
yeah,
man.
It's one of those places where you go, who knew? When you know,
right? So we're gonna tell them to slide into my DM.
Yeah, that must be so nice. I wish to God, like before I got married, there was no Tinder. I was banging chicks from AOL chat rooms. You know how hard that was.
I did that.
Oh, but there, you know, 3 out of 5 were fat, and you're like, all right, AOL. You're here now.
Oh my God, AOL chat rooms. I scored a couple times.
You probably weren't even famous by that.
I was inviting chicks to come watch me perform as a circus clown at the flea market.
Oh, yeah.
You still got laid?
Yeah. I got laid in my car at the flea market one time.
Wow.
Did you go into clown chat groups?
It was
for clown?
It was just geography. Like, you just like jump into the city you live in.
Yeah. Oh, that was what we did. We got into the Tampa room, and I say we because I had a roommate, my best friend. We lived together. And we'd take turns. If you came over, you had to bring a friend with you. And whoever was doing the chat and got the ugly friend. And boy, there were a lot of times where I got the ugly friend. But it worked out back in the day. We didn't care.
Yeah, you know,
I'm sure I was the ugly friend for a lot of girls, so it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Yeah. Who would you say now is your best friend?
Who's now my best friend? Probably my road dog, Scott Randall.
Yeah, the guy you're with to spend the most time with.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
because especially at home, like, we live together. I bought a house now, so, you know, he lives in my house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're just tight. I don't really have a lot of friends. I got, like, you know, my buddy Sam Macaroni.
You have a buddy named Sam Macaroni.
Sam Macaroni.
That's
delicious.
A great name.
Yeah, he's dope.
What's he do?
He's like a producer of stuff, you know?
The only best answer for that question ever, I always, that's my thing now. I want to know what people's best friend situation is because that means a lot about a person.
Sure.
Just Jamie Kennedy, who his best friend was. You know who his best friend is?
Who's that?
That little guy from the Oompa Loompa, from
the new Charlie and the Shocker.
The little Indian guy?
Oh, I don't even, yeah.
But he's been like, he was in Borat or something. He's just like a little, he's like an 80-year-old.
Kennedy? I saw his.
The documentary?
The documentary is called Heckler.
Yeah.
But I thought that wasn't the correct title for it. It should have been called Critic.
Yeah, because it wasn't about
Critic. Or, you know what? It should have been called Hater. Haters.
That makes more sense.
If it was called Haters, then because when I think of Heckler, I think of like I have associations of like wittiness,
right? People arguing and you shut them down,
you know, and that wasn't, but whatever, like it was kind of a sad thing, man.
Yeah,
like,
well, he was here years and years ago. He came in and they had written an article about him in the paper and they bashed him.
Oh, yeah,
they just bashed him,
right?
So we called the reporter live on the air and he went crazy on her,
right.
And yeah, and I thought, man, that's what this guy's got to deal with for his whole career. And, you know, and then in Carrot Top, too. Carrot Top gets bashed, and he's pretty funny.
Well, right, but Carrot Top is, like, at such a high level.
Right. He's,
you know? Like, I mean, he's laughing. I mean, I wonder.
Yeah, but
many...
I think he's crying at night. I don't think I think Carrot Top's so rich, and he's like, why? And he's still like, why don't people like me?
He's worth $75 million.
Yeah, and he's still mad at night. He still is like, why can't they respect me?
And what's going on, like, I mean, Carrot Top is, like... I've never met Jamie Kennedy that I can remember.
He's all right. Like, every time he comes here, I'm like, is this going to be good? And it ends up being great. So
right,
he's,
okay.
Yeah, because he'll talk about, all you got to do is warm him up. He comes in here a little Hollywood. Hood on, sunglasses, face down.
She was with, what, who was the super hot?
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah. And he'll talk about that once you get him greased up a little bit. He's the first, he's like, I don't talk about that. And then once you get it going, he's talking, he gets into it.
She's super dope.
She was super
dope. She got kind of chunky.
And she's crazy, too.
Yeah.
She would market territory. She would buy rings for her boyfriends.
Right.
Yeah. And then the one kid from LFO got a ring, and he thought he was the guy. And then he found out that she gave Jamie Kennedy a ring too, and he was like, "What? Everybody's getting rings." Yeah. So fully single now. So if you want to bang Steve-O, here's the chance this weekend in Port Charlotte.
Yeah.
How many? Have you done more than a threesome?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's fun.
You saw my comedy special. I had that was a foursome.
Right.
but it was just like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to like go around having sex with everybody. You know?
You're not?
Like, just like a little banana massage. You know?
Yeah.
You know, like I like to keep it kind of stress-free.
I got you. You don't want to put a lot of effort into it. You're not going to live here, so it doesn't.
Right.
You don't have to go down on a girl.
Right.
Right.
But then. You know, I had like the threesome. I don't know what the foursome. What's the radio friendly way of saying fellatio?
Going down. That's what you have to say now. Going down on somebody.
Triple beach.
The triple beach.
Yeah, it was a triple beach.
That's pretty hot.
That happened in Austin, Texas.
That could be ugly girls too, and it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't really be in a situation with more than one without.
You can
one
get three tens.
Hotter.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Talk to me about you getting arrested.
Because real quick, that was what was so funny about it was that here, like, I had three chicks, and then the one of them, went down on me. And, like, I would never have lasted for, like, more than, like, 10 seconds.
Right.
But, like, the ugly one started. Yeah. The ugly one started, and still perfect. I was, but the thing was, it was just, like, she was just chewing on the thing. I mean, it was, like, more, it was more teeth than I, it was more
she was
teeth
a piranha?
Than, yeah.
She gave me the piranha?
Dude, more teeth than I've ever experienced in my life.
Right,
and, like, from my perspective, I was laying there thinking, like, hell yeah. She's keeping me in the game. You know? I was so grateful because here she's just chewing on it. And then that was what gave me. So then the second one took over, and she's just doing way too good of a job.
Right.
So I shoved her off, like,
Get two, you know, get piranha back here.
Well, yeah, I got back into the jaws of hell. And then that gave me the stamina to make it into the third one.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, God,
but now,
good for you.
You said talk about getting arrested. It was pretty simple. I got.
You knew you were going to get arrested.
Well, I thought I would get, like, a trespassing ticket.
Right.
And it would be pretty mellow. I didn't know that I would end up on top of this 150-foot crane with 80 firefighters, 18 cops,
ooh,
a helicopter, and a SWAT team.
At what point were you like, well, I'm in it now?
Well, I mean, dude, I went up there to go, like, take pictures of myself with, like, a drone and a big killer whale that says SeaWorld sucks.
Right.
And blow up some fireworks, which, like, I was kind of proud of myself to be willing to tape artillery shells to the crane. This is the kind of fireworks where you put it in the tube and it launches up into the sky and then makes a huge display.
Right.
But by the virtue of taping them to one place, they cannot travel anywhere.
Oh,
so they're gonna make the full display at arm's length from me.
Oh.
You know? And so I'm like, I'm gnarly and I'm gonna do this and while I'm on top of a 150-foot crane. Of course I kinda went down and used the whale as like a shield.
You know?
So I'm blowing up these fireworks like while the police helicopter is circling around me.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
That
was not a good idea.
No.
And the fact that it didn't just come down, like once I realized that there were more fire trucks and I mean, like literally, like I know from the reports, 80 firefighters,
wow,
18 cops, a SWAT team, a helicopter, and I'm just like, I better hurry up and blow up my fireworks, you know?
Do you think it started as six firemen, and then they were like, hey, it's Steve-O, and then the rest were like, hey, let's go see Steve-O.
I would love it if that was the case. I honestly, it's such a dumb thing to even have an opinion about it, let alone say it, but I just think, man, I wish somebody would have pulled out a pair of binoculars.
Take a look.
Just see what is this. Oh, it's Steve-O. It's like, it looks like he's got a whale that says SeaWorld sucks. You know, it just like it's just such overkill, you know.
So are you happy now that SeaWorld will no longer?
The cracks are showing.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Why is it that you got so into that? Can I tell you my theory on it, and then you can tell me why I'm wrong? I have been to SeaWorld because I live here and because I have little kids. So you go, And then I see this whale, this giant whale that could easily kill everybody if it wanted to. And we've learned how to communicate with it. We've so much that we can tell it to jump out and tell it to go under. Like, we've developed a relationship with it. To me, that's amazing. And I'm not like, oh, pro SeaWorld, but I didn't care. I just thought we've taken an area of communicating with animals, these very intelligent animals, to a next level. And then guys like you, who I respect, are like, we hate SeaWorld. And I'm like, all right, maybe SeaWorld's bad. I don't know.
You know, like, when I had two major SeaWorld stunts,
right,
as you'd call it. Like, we went down to San Diego and I was doing like the comedy club down there for the weekend, and my buddy Scott Randolph, he's like, "Dad, dude, we should mess with SeaWorld. We're in like we're right where they're at."
Right.
And I was like, you know, I was kind of mulling it over. And we drove past this highway sign where they've got like, you know, the highway sign tells you what the exits are coming up.
Yeah.
It said SeaWorld Drive, 2 miles. I looked at the highway sign and thought, wow, you know. And so I went and got, like, I went and covered up the word drive. And so it said SeaWorld sucks. I went to Kinko's and just printed out a big green sign that says sucks.
Yeah.
And I climbed up on top of this highway sign and taped sucks over drive. So it said SeaWorld sucks. And it was hilarious. And
there it is.
It was hilarious. Yeah. It was great. It was like kind of clever. What was clever about it was that I didn't go and tamper with any SeaWorld property. You know?
Right.
Like, it's a highway sign. So that's like, you know, so they.
This is minimal vandalism, is what this is.
Yeah, SeaWorld couldn't touch me because I'm not messing with SeaWorld's property. I'm messing with California State's property.
Right.
And so that was clever, and it was awesome. And I, you know, they investigated me. It was all kinds of press, and I ended up getting slapped with a $239 fine.
Oh, wow. Like, so now you're like, it's worth the pinch.
I'm like, oh, well, dude, that was such a success.
Yeah.
And then what happened was my buddies and I got into flying drones, and I was just, you know, like, the drone shot in and of itself is like, whatever, who cares? But like, if physically you're really high up in the air, you know, like jumping off something or climbing on something, then it looks really, then you got something really cool.
Right.
So all I wanted was just a cool drone shot. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, oh, well, I could climb up on top of a huge crane. But I'm like, if I climb up a crane, that's like in and of itself not really a stunt.
Right.
So like, it kind of needs something else.
Bring fireworks into it.
It needs something else. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll just climb up there and just stick it to SeaWorld, you know? Like, I just thought, you know,
you don't even care about SeaWorld.
Well, no, like, I do care about it, but it was like, but you're right.
It was right. Secondary.
I mean, it was,
you don't care about the whales. You're just
no,
like,
I mean, I love that. I love that when I did that, and specifically when I got sentenced to 30 days in jail for that.
Right.
That within, I think, 48 hours, California banned the breeding of killer whales at, you know.
So now you got all the credit for it.
Well, it's not that I got all the credit
not
for
that
it.
You
like to think that I helped in some
sure,
way.
Sure, you brought attention
and
to it.
Yeah, I mean, like, the genesis of the idea, like, was, I'll admit, pathetic.
Right.
the idea itself was pathetic.
Right.
I mean, here I'm going to protest SeaWorld, so let me go to a random construction site. Nowhere near SeaWorld.
Yeah.
You know, climb a crane with a killer whale, like a toy whale. It was idiotic.
I read this and I go, who knew he had such a passion for the whale?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do, man. Like, here, I'm like,
yeah, you don't want to see him dying.
I'm like, you're maniac, like, vegan, super dog and cat rescuing.
Right,
like,
right.
You know,
so you do love the animals, yeah.
Animal lover. By all means, I love, you know, I'm passionate about the cause.
Right.
But just the execution on this one was like, oh, well, you know, like, let me take a half an idea and make it a whole idea by just sticking it to SeaWorld. And ultimately, like, the purpose was to just get headlines.
Yeah.
You know? And we got a ton of headlines, and now, like, making a lot of progress with the thing. But yeah, you're right. It was completely self-serving.
That is so funny.
In like, the thought process of what I went about, I was totally self-serving.
Right. You know? That's good. I love that
and
you
I'm
admit
happy
that.
To admit
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I love that.
Happy
I
to
love
admit that.
That.
And also overjoyed that the really good stuff came out of it, I believe.
What do you do about the 30-day sentence? What happens there?
Well, I asked my lawyer. I said, hey, man, like, when we go to court, do you think you can get me, like, just jail time? That's all I want is just jail time. And he's like, well, well, why would you want that? And I'm like, I told him, well, because I was trying to make a statement about captivity. You know,
so you want to be captive?
So I want to be captive, you know? And he's like, huh? And I was like, well, yeah. Like, and I'll put it to you this way. I said to the lawyer, I said, there's nothing sexy about going and scrubbing off graffiti. You
know? I'd rather there's do
just,
the time.
There's just nothing sexy about it. But if it's like, there's a headlines like Steve-O's going to jail.
Right.
Like then, like, this is like, this is a news story I can really get behind.
Yeah, yeah.
And I knew that when I went to jail that I would be in protective custody, mm-hmm. which they call from like my previous experience in LA County Jail, they called it Robert Downey Jr. block, where Suge Knight is currently,
right?
Like, you know, just sort of like dying.
Yeah,
and so I knew I would never be in a.
I don't know. I'm just gonna dump it just in case.
Sorry about
You'd
that.
You'd be having alone sex time.
Yeah. sure. And I also knew that because I was a nonviolent offender, and like. You know, whatever, like overcrowding and this and that. They
wanted you out.
Yeah, there's no upside for a jail to have a high profile inmate either.
No.
You know, there's just all downsides. They wanted to just get me. I wound up doing, they let me out after 8 hours.
From 30 days.
So it was a win.
Yeah.
Except for I got the bill for 80 firefighters.
How much is that?
Well, like it came to 14,000, and that's before I get into the legal fees.
Yeah, man. That hurts way more.
I mean, at the end of the day, though, like my dad, like I remember my dad, like guessing it would be like $200,000.
Oh, really?
Every estimate that came in the following day from Knoxville, my dad, everybody was right at the same point, like $200,000.
And you got away with $14,000.
That's the
equivalent of 8 hours and a 30-day sentence.
Right.
And you have that money. You stroke that check, or you make payments. How does that work out?
No, I wrote the check.
Wrote the check.
Yeah.
So if you write a check for $14,000 from your bank account, what is the remaining balance?
Oh, I like, who knows, man.
You know.
I mean, like
go to your app and tell us what's in your bank.
All things, and, you know, only because I love you.
I just want to know cash, not houses and all that stuff. Like I want to know. And this is important. I'll tell you why.
My house I bought with cash.
Okay, before you say that, hold on. I want to put this out there because I went to a
the Catholic, question is yeah. here, and I'm sorry for interrupting you quickly, but the question is, if you know, if I'm just completely candid and tell you, will they get it right on the celebrity net worth?
No, they won't.
So
they won't.
Wrong.
I know.
And they get so much play on every radio show.
But Google, we always go, we look at it and then we go, okay, so Ryan Seacrest, $250 million, whatever. So even if we say $200 million, because they can't have a $50 million. So we just get an idea.
I believe that guy's really got it, but they're so far off. They're so far off in so many people. And I remember the first time because it was Tosh.0, the Daniel Tosh show on Comedy Central, and he had a little bit in his thing about the celebrity net worth thing, and he used me as an example.
Oh, really?
Comparing me to Bam Margera, they said, okay, Bam Margera, and I think what they said he was worth was like maybe $45 million.
Oh God.
And then there's Steve-O worth $2.5 million.
Right.
And like just the discrepancy or whatever was like what they're like making, like, you know, finding humor in it. And
yeah.
I remember like being kind of butthurt about it. But overall, like the thing was, when my buddy told me about it, in my head I was like, man, how do they know that? I'm like, how do they know that exactly?
Right.
I'm like, I had just like gotten like my most like recent, you know, whatever, like you
profile,
know, whatever, like my spreadsheet,
yeah.
And like they nailed it. Like I was like, that's exactly what it is. But the thing is that like it's been, you know, shoot, that was 2010, and I've worked really hard, man. I mean, I've made a terrible investment, like. In 2011, I was working so much. I was on tour the whole year, and I put out a book, and I did a TV show. You know, that was my best year, I think.
Yeah. I went to this college preparatory high school, and they don't really encourage you to do anything that you really want to do. They want you to be a stockbroker or a lawyer, and I was like, And then my mother had to keep me there so I didn't drop out, you know?
Right.
And then we moved here, and I got into radio, and I'm like, I really knew I wanted to do something like this my whole life. Why didn't I just do it? So now I have kids, so I'm encouraging my son. I'm going to follow what he likes to do and kind of push him in that direction, whatever he's wanting to do. You're a perfect example of that.
Right.
You can be successful and, you know, in a non-traditional type way.
I mean, hey, I'm still getting away with it. I'm really grateful for that.
But you're doing things, you're happy. You're doing things that you love. So that's the important thing. They tell you, and they do that whole lesson in school.
You know, when people ask me if I'm happy, I don't know that, like, the question just kind of weirds me out because I'm like, I think that there's something, like, that kind of broken about me.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever it is, like, whatever situation I'm in, like, I'm just never going to be happy with it. And I think that, like, a lot of people who are inclined to be successful are that way. Like, I'm just, I don't know how to be happy. I can't be happy because if I were happy, I would be, like, finished.
So. No, that's the thing. You're not
complacent.
You can't be complacent.
I'm perpetually discontent and always, like, struggling and striving for something more.
There's a difference, though. There's having that drive to do more. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I can't relax or be happy.
I know exactly what
you're
saying.
So I feel like somehow like unhappy. But in any case, and I'm going to go ahead and go back to the.
Oh, good.
You know,
okay.
A lot of people would.
Yeah, it was good. I blew past your bank account.
I made over $2 million in 2011.
Good for. Oh, in 1 year. Good for you.
Yeah,
nice. Good
was,
for you.
I was really happy with that.
And, how many people you got to pay?
And 1 million was just in stand up.
Oh, good for
wow.
you. Oh,
yeah.
Man. So many comics are mad at that. That's
great. I worked every weekend of the whole year, you know.
Still.
But that whole year too, my dad's like listening to all this Peter Schiff D-bag.
Right.
Like, you know, talking about like all the dollar's gonna collapse, like all like the fiat currency, America's debt, we're borrowing, it's just a matter of time. Like, you gotta invest in gold.
And
that would have been the best time to buy a house.
Yeah,
you know?
Like,
the real estate was just so good, and I'm sitting there putting all my money in gold. Like, you know, I'm buying gold at like $1,600 per ounce, and like even it went up to $1,900, but I'm just still buying it, just like such a schmuck. And then gold, just the bottom falls out of it, and so I like all this money after taxes and after all these people I gotta pay, and then all the money I lost in gold, like that year, like my balance at the bottom of my thing, that did not go up. I made $2 million that year and just didn't get it. And then I bought a house in 2014. Like when
the thing was
on the way. Lose.
Where's your house?
My house is in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, it's the best place. And how much was that house?
I bought it in cash. I didn't want even to deal with the mortgage or anything.
Yeah.
So I bought it outright.
How big is it?
It's 3 bedrooms, 2,500 feet.
Good view?
It's. I love my house.
Yeah.
I love my house so much.
Who are your any famous neighbors?
Chris Brown lived a few doors down the house. This was the house that he was like famously like spray painting monsters on the wall.
Yeah, I remember.
And like the whole neighborhood.
They got mad at him. Yeah.
Yeah, but then he wound up like in jail, and all the whole neighborhood was ready to go serve as character witnesses. Yeah. so he finally painted over it, and he sold it, and so now someone else moved in. But that's like two doors down from me.
Man, people are probably so nervous when they hear Steve O's moving.
I know,
like,
and
oh,
I'm like the most mellow neighbor, and I'm never.
And
there.
You're never there. That's
I'm
the
never
thing.
There, and even when I am there, I'm like the quietest guy.
Yeah.
You know, like it's so easy. So my house I paid what was it, $1.162 million?
Oh, and you still got $900,000 in the bank just from that 1 year?
Well no.
You bought other stuff?
Well no.
And the gold dropout.
Right. I mean, I don't even know what was in the bank from some, like, my 2011 didn't. That was, it frustrated me like crazy because I work every year so hard.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, I do that just to keep myself busy for most things. I don't do well when there's nothing on my schedule, man. I want to work all the time.
Yeah.
But,
you don't want to sit still, man. You're
crazy.
Yeah,
I want to be like filming. I want to be like working, like whatever. And I, so you're right that I do what I want to be doing.
Yeah. What do you want to do next? Like, what do you want to do? They haven't done.
I want to make this movie I wrote.
Oh, like, what is that about?
I pictured it as kind of a bad grandpa kind of a thing,
uh-huh.
Where like a Sacha Baron Cohen, where I'm gonna shoot like hidden camera footage and incorporate it into a story.
Right.
And my story being that like you know, I'm a guy who's got his my girl, and I want to propose to her. So in the beginning of the movie, I'm going to my grandma. My grandma's going to give me her ring so that I can propose to my girl. So grandma like gives me this hilarious opening scene with grandma while she's dying, and like
Right.
And she's like, I'm really thrilled about it. But Grandma's going to give me the ring. And as I leave Grandma's house, I'm like at a bus stop looking at it. And I get jacked.
Okay.
So these guys, and everything, like when the guys jack me, I picture it being like, okay, this is a hidden camera bit, you know, where
right.
I get jacked in front of.
Right. And so that's, I like that, incorporating the hidden camera stuff in the real.
Everything. So everything I want it to be. So then not like, and I'm giving away all my ideas, but I don't care. I love you so much. I just love Mike Calta. So I get jacked. Now I track the ring. The grandma lives in like, you know, whatever, like a small kind of town. There's only one pawn shop. So I go to the pawn shop and I find the ring.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's mine, but I don't have the money to buy it back from the guy.
So now
so
you
I
have
freak
to
out and I sock the dude. I'm just like, I love my girl. I want the ring. So you're not mad at me for socking the dude. And I grab the ring and I run out. There's someone in their car getting in their car. And I just grab and chuck them out and steal their car. You know, I throw them out and I jump in their car. But I got it in reverse instead of forward. And so I just like back it through the, you know, I slam it.
Right,
and I just drive through the storefront of the pawn shop. And then I peel out and I get, you know, I get away. And I'm like, the crimes are really racking up. And now like the cops are chasing me. We go over a bridge. And so while we're going over a bridge, and I'm looking at all these bridges around here. I want
to
film.
Trying
it,
to figure, oh, we got bridges.
Causeway. On the causeway coming over here. Yep. I told these guys, I said, hey, can you go in the, drive in the right lane? I'm trying to get a sense of how high it is. Because here's the thing is, this is how I get away from the cops. The cops are chasing me over the bridge and I'll put the car on cruise control. So the car is driving itself.
Right, on its own.
And then I climb out the window of the car while it's driving itself, I climb onto the roof of it while it goes over the bridge, and I dive off of the speed. Plus, I picture it like going, like scraping along the guardrail, sparks flying. There's a guy on YouTube.
You're insane.
There's a guy on YouTube who builds himself into the car seat. So
I saw that. That was great. Yeah.
So I got the invisible driver guy driving the car,
so that's cool.
Actually do it. And then I dive off of the moving car over the bridge into the ocean.
Yeah.
And the cops have to chase this unmanned car going down the highway. So then I've got like whatever attempted murder for leaving the car, you know, like, and so when I get away, and the next day it's like, okay, you know, like now I've got the ring and I just want to go propose to my girl.
Right.
But the thing is, I'm on
the
most every
wanted criminal.
Most
now,
wanted
yeah.
criminal. So I'm on every single TV station. I'm an overnight celebrity. Like everybody kind of loves me, but I'm wanted. So now everywhere I go, trying to get back to my girl, I have to take on a disguise to evade capture.
Uh-huh.
So this is how I justify all the gags I do. I'm going to be in disguise.
Oh, that's
right.
So nobody knows
you.
Because
Knoxville had to dress up as an old man.
Yep.
I can't just go around like as myself.
Yeah.
And so that's my premise for how like I'm on this insane road trip and like just doing gags in disguise.
I love it, dude.
And then when I get to the girl at the end, it's like the cavalry coming in like Blues Brothers? Like Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise,
And then I'm just on my knee proposing to her and they take me off to jail.
Dude, that's great.
I don't know if you have a title for it, but just listen to this and you can have it. Grand Theft Steve-O.
the character's name is Daryl Hecht. Because I'm just a Daryl.
Daryl Hecht. That's great.
Yeah, but I don't know. I what an idiot I am to go and give my ideas on the radio. But the thing is,
they're all trademarked.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I got the treatment written up and everything, and who cares, you know? I'm passionate about it. Nobody can do it.
I just want to be in the movie. That's all I want.
Yeah, I would love to have
that's
you.
All I want.
I would love to have, you know, we should just have a scene where, like, you know, because after, like, the kind of the big, that's the opening scene, and I get away, like, I, you know, jump off the bridge, and then we've got the opening credits. This is how I picture it.
Right.
And the opening credits is just like, you know, all the titles on the screen with the credits, like, opening, it's like a montage of, like, fake newscasts. Like, wow, Good Morning America. Like, we've never seen a criminal this stupid before. And they got, like,
America's dumbest criminal.
Yeah,
and
everything's on video. They've got the cop car dash cam for the stunt.
Yeah.
You know, like, just it's the most, every crime is so documented. Perfectly
good. All right, I could be the pawn shop guy.
You should be in the pawn shop.
You can punch me in the face. I'll take it. I can take a shot.
I was almost thinking just to help out the show. You should be in the opening montage.
Show Smo. It's all about me. I want to be in the. I'm just kidding.
But in the opening montage, like you saying, stuff, like a little sound bite about.
Hey, remember Steve-O? There's an in stupid news today. There's a guy named Daryl Hecht from Los Angeles. Yeah, I got you. All right, cool.
I love that. So in any case, like now we're going to pitch it and doing all of our promotional writing up like the pitch materials.
Right.
And like the guy, I've got to deal with this producer guy who's made like 175 movies. He just had. He's just produced a ton of stuff. He's a huge guy.
Okay.
His name's Todd Garner.
Okay.
And between me and Todd Garner, I think we have the credibility
get it done.
To get it done.
Good.
But Todd wants to pitch it more, less as a bad grandpa kind of a scenario, and more of like a Jackie Chan kind of a scenario where it's like it's going to be just stunt filled and Steve-O's going to do all of his stunts.
I think that's brilliant.
So he thinks that we sell it quicker as a, you know, a Jackie Chan model. I like the idea of the bad grandpa model, but we can go in with the Jackie Chan sort of mentality and just sort of be ambitious and try and set up everything.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. So oh, I think it's great. Wow, he did do a lot of movies. I'm looking at all of his resume up there.
Dude, he's epic. He's epic. I love Todd Garner.
Listen
and
to me.
So I got a deal with Todd Garner. We finally finished that, and then we hired a proper writer. Even though I wrote the whole movie, like we got a proper writer to
kind of put it all in
to
right.
To put
yeah.
it in the right and like kind of way
to make it
and
all
then,
Hollywood.
And dude, like that's all behind us, man. Like next step is pitch meetings.
All right, good. Cool. I'm looking forward to. I'm gonna start going on a diet now, so I could be in the movie.
Yeah, you're fine the way you are, brother.
I either have to go on a diet or start really eating up to outdo Preston. Either way, I'm like in the middle right now.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding.
It hurts to hear that.
Listen to me. I love that you came in today. Thank you so much.
I love that you came in too, man. Like, I didn't even... Like we both know that I didn't need to sell tickets.
No, but we do. We want to make sure that Sunday night show is sold out. 9:45 on Sunday at Visani.
I'm sure it probably is. Let's work the Instagram DMs.
Yeah. Oh. Listen, if you ever watch Jackass and you were like, I'm going to bang that dude one day, now is the time. If you and your friend were like, we should both bang that dude, now is the time. If you were ever like,
hilarious.
I totally want to go down on Bam Margera, take Steve-O. He's in town. Bam isn't. So there you go. Just throwing it all out there.
I don't know that. I think Bam's kind of slipping in that department.
Bam's starting to look like Phil. That's why he's slipping. Yeah. You know, so now you're the only skinny one left. And we know he's got like $2 million. So real estate. Hollywood.
We didn't never even finish on that.
A Hollywood Hills investment is pretty good.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, now this is like the summer of, like it could burn down, dude. Like,
that's true. Put that out there in case we need to burn
insurance.
It.
Right,
in case you start losing money, we need to set it on fire. And he could be like, wow, it's weird. He was saying that on a radio show that the fires are going to be bad this year. I'm supposed to go to L.A. before September, but I can't find a goddamn weekend to do it. So the only person that ever said to me, call me, what, you know who this is?
Pablo Francisco.
No. Pablo, you're right.
I feel like you told me this before, but I forgot.
I probably did. Pablo Francisco, I didn't know. He's been on the show a bunch of times, but I don't know him nearly as well like as I know you. But like the third time he was here, he goes, do you come to L.A.? I go, yeah. He goes, next time you come, you stay at my house. And he gave me like this long map of instructions and codes. And I'm like, I'm never going to stay at his house, but I kept it just in case. No, the only person that I ever really liked that I thought while I'm in L.A., it might be fun to go to dinner. It's going to be so odd. Out of all the people we had on the show, is Pauly Shore.
I've never heard anything good about him.
That's the thing. Am I right though? When he comes in here, he's good because we make fun of him and he fights back and it's pretty good.
Okay.
So
I mean, and power to him. I just never heard.
Right. That's so funny you said because that's what most people say.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, even a couple times I'm like, oh Jesus, Pauly Shore. But then he comes in and he's like so good. So then a couple of weeks after he was here, he was like, bro, if you come to L.A., call me. I go, all right, maybe I will, you know. So I went and I had a couple of days there, and the Comedy Store is there, and he lives behind the Comedy Store, and I'm like, let me text him and see if he's in town. And then he just totally was like, I go, hey, it's Cowhead, I'm here, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, cool. Then he goes, go to the Comedy Store and ask for Joe. Your name will be on the list. I'm like, I'm not looking for free Comedy Store tickets. You're the one that told me to hate you. I was like, blech.
Right.
But you, I'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, dude. It's on, man.
Yeah, all right.
Like, I follow you on Twitter, and I didn't even mute you.
You can mute me. It's okay.
No, dude,
I tweet
it.
A lot.
I know. It's all good, man.
Sometimes I look at people who follow me. Like, Amy Schumer still follows me, and I'm cool. Like, how has she not blown me off yet? Or maybe she muted me. I have no way of knowing that.
There's a likelihood.
That's fine. I'll take it. I don't care.
Sure.
I'm followed by the weirdest array of people. It's insane. I wish to God that you were closer this weekend so we could spend more time together. But you're coming back here.
I do too. Yeah, I'll be in Side Splinters in what, November?
November.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So you need to come in that time, that November when you come. You need to come in like on Wednesday and spend the week with us. Hang out.
Let me say, I think that's in the middle of like a 10-week run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, whatever. When you're here that weekend, we should hang out.
Thursday and Friday.
All right, that'll work. Yeah. What do you like to do? You want to go shoot some guns? That seems like the opposite of what you'd like to do.
I'm not mad at shooting guns.
Let's go shoot guns. That's all. Oh yeah, I don't. Let me tell you why. Galvin was reminding me. You have one of the best horn blast reactions.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want to do it to you again. No, I'm not gonna do it because I don't want to get him because I know why.
I was
why.
Ready. I had the camera set up.
I feel like his heart's too fragile. Yeah. There you go.
And you still got me.
It was a little baby tap, a little half tap. You got to get that on your front door when people ring your doorbell. Right. That'd be great. Right. If there's any tickets left, go to Vasani.net to get them. Thank you guys again for bringing Steve down here
in
Port Charlotte.
These guys tell me that that no other comedian has been willing to make the drive up here.
Yeah, it's weird because there's a couple.
I don't get that.
Guys that we're friends with.
Steve Byrne was down there.
Steve Byrne, yeah. Like guys that we're friends with and stuff. But also we're not willing to always promote somebody that's two markets away from us either. You know what I mean? So, but we know where our listenership goes and where the audience is. So we're happy, of course, to do it. So, I saw the list. There, you guys are bringing in great comedians. So good job.
We weren't here to sell tickets anyway.
No, we're just hanging out.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
We're late, so I'm going to end the show.
All right.
I'm not going to play any music or clips or anything. I'm just going to go to commercial. Today is Friday. Oh, you know what we're doing tonight? Let me tell you what we're doing. So our afternoon show, Drew Garabo is a great guy. He did this charity to raise money for kids with cancer, and we will not be outdone on this show. So we competed with him, had a competing charity.
Have to win at charity.
Yeah, I can't have somebody doing more good than me. So we auctioned ourselves off to go see Journey tonight with ladies, and a lady paid $800 to go out with me tonight.
Nice.
And yeah, so we raised like $4,000. So we're taking these broads out to dinner tonight.
It's not cheating if it's for charity.
That's what I told my wife. So my plan is we're going to Fleming's for steaks, then we're going to Journey, and then if we're lucky, a big orgy. That's what I'm planning on.
How about that?
Yeah, yeah. If you do, I'll Snapchat your pictures of it.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.